And this is the Paraplegics Podcast, and today we have a special dog-themed episode. because the new movie, which we'll be talking about today, A Dog's Purpose, actually came out like 2 weeks ago. But we just saw it this weekend because, you know, other cool movies were out. Also, I like dogs, whatever. Point is, it's a dog episode themed with dogs. So first up, we are talking about, of course, A Dog's Purpose.
The controversy behind it also.
Yes.
There was a leaked video, where it showed them forcing a dog to act, I guess, in like...
Well, he was like jumping in the water.
He had to jump in the water, but it was like a raging like water, and
yeah,
it looked pretty violent.
Yeah, I don't know. Ooh, that was planned. The dog barks are part of the dog theme video. Anyway, podcast, not video. Anyways, but the actual movie, ignore the controversy. The actual movie, I thought it was okay. It was decent. If I had to give it a rating out of 10, it would be like a 6. A lot of cheesy parts. There's like a main actor child at the beginning who's not good at all.
The little boy.
Yeah. He was very bad. Awkward. And there's a lot of really cheesy moments. And I don't know. It just overall, it was decent. I feel like it just got really bad reviews because of the whole video leak.
Yeah. That sums it up. On to Future's new album?
Yes. Future's new album, just called Future.
Yep.
And the only future I see for Future is more terrible music. Because I hate Future. Future sucks.
Gosh.
No matter what he
ruins
makes.
Ruins every feature.
Yep. The worst part of Chance the Rapper's album. Wait, was it? I don't remember. No. He probably was. I don't remember.
Yeah, it was everybody.
But every single time he's featured in a song, he always makes it worse.
Away.
And those like that album that he made with Drake, every single time I listen to it, I'm just like, not every single time because I barely listened to it because it wasn't that good.
Yeah.
But the one time I listened to it, I was like, you know, if you took out Future, maybe I'd like this.
Exactly. Yeah. That's how I felt.
Yeah. So overall,
song.
Future, more like. Puke, sure, yeah.
Yeah, that works.
That was
okay.
Good. All right, and now it's time for our favorites of the podcast. And even though this is the dog episode, dog-themed podcast.
Going on to rap albums.
Yeah, we're going to do that instead because there's not that many dog movies that we've both seen. I mean, Marley and Me is good, but there's, I guess, Old Yeller, but I haven't seen it. Point is, we're doing rap albums, so...
2014 Forest Hill Drive.
Yes, that was good.
J. Cole. That's one of my favorite albums. I can listen to every song.
Yeah, my favorite song from that was Apparently.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
No Role Models is pretty good too.
Everybody loves that, and I like Love Yourself, and there's other songs too.
What's like your favorite like deep cut, like the one no one's heard of?
On that album?
Yeah.
Probably Love Yourself.
Yeah. All right.
It's like the last song in there, and
I
only heard it. Like recently,
yeah.
And I listened to the whole album before a lot.
Yeah.
I guess I missed that one, but anyways. And then, what about you?
My personal favorite is My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy from Kanye.
Yeah, West. that's good too.
I think so far probably the best album of the 2010s.
Uh-huh.
Let alone just rap.
Yeah.
My personal favorite rap album I've ever heard, but Runaway. One of the best songs I've ever heard.
Definitely.
Even though it's 9 minutes long and half of it doesn't have rapping. I actually like the half that isn't rapping.
Yeah, I do too.
And it's just really him like singing in a vocoder.
Mm-hmm.
I actually like that part. Like that's like, my favorite like 5 minutes of the whole album.
Is that the album with the song Blood on the Leaves?
No, that one was Yeezus.
Okay. Both those albums I like.
Yeah, well, Yeezus is good too. My favorite songs, obviously Runaway. All the Lights is a classic, and then one that people don't really talk about, I really like is So Appalled. Mm-hmm. I didn't really like that song at first. I thought it was one of the worst songs. I actually thought it was the worst song.
I heard it recently.
Yeah, I like re-listened to the whole album because I'm like, this was good but not amazing. And then I re-listened to it like maybe a year-ish ago. And I was like, holy crap, how did I think this was bad? That song is just, even though it's like seven, there's a lot of really long songs on the album, but it's great. It's just great. So I think that's going to do it for now. We will see you guys later.
Bye.
All right.